there is a halacha recorded in Shulchan Aruch, or actually three different minhagim recorded in Shulchan Aruch about meat and wine this time of year. And I don't mean just this time of year as far, you know, in the general sense, but the Shulchan Aruch even records a minhag, we don't follow it, but records a minhag that people refrain from meat and wine already starting Shivas Batamus for the entire 3 weeks. And that's unusual, because there's nothing that the Shulchan Aruch really records that begins on Shivas Batamus. For the Mechaber, everything is either Shavua Shechalba or at most the 9 days. But yet, when it comes to meat and wine, the Mechaber quotes three different minhagim. One minhag is to not eat meat and drink wine during Shavua Shechalba to Shabbat, and it's a big machlokas this year whether we even have a Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av. Either we have the longest Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av, or we don't have one at all this year when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. The second minhag the Mechaber quotes is to refrain from meat and wine for the 9 days. And third minhag he quotes to refrain from meat and wine throughout the 3 weeks. So whenever it comes to this time of year, we always have to try to come up. People are always interested in coming up with ways that we can sort of get around this halacha. And you might think, well, that's not right. But the Rama says, yes, it is. The Rama says that even though we don't eat meat or drink wine, Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av, Sudas Mitzvah, we do. What would be an example of Sudas Mitzvah? So the Rama tells us, Siyum Masechta is a perfect example of a Sudas Mitzvah. And since it's a Sudas Mitzvah, that overpowers the minhag of not eating meat and drinking wine. So the question begs itself, yes, it may be that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. It is true that it's a Sudas Mitzvah to eat when one makes a siyum, but is one allowed to purposely make a siyum during the 9 days? Now, there are two ways to understand that question. One might ask, purposely make a siyum in the sense that they'll time their learning or they'll delay their learning. That's one interesting topic. But I want to discuss a separate topic related to this question. Purposely make a siyum in the sense that, you know, let's say a person does daf yomi. So he's finishing mesechta after mesechta. You know, I have a good friend who's going to be here tomorrow, actually. Rabbi Yoni Levin is going to be giving us Sichas Mosar tomorrow. And he does not daf yomi. He does, something like 8 or 9 dapim yomi. So he finishes a mesechta like every 3-4 days. I mean, or every week, at least, you know, every week, every 2 weeks. He's finishing another mesechta. So he could make a siyum every day during the 9 days, you know, technically, but he's not in the habit of making a siyum every time he finishes a mesechta. That would be like, making a siyum, every time you eat a meal for most of us. So should he, does even someone like that, who never makes a siyum, maybe I'm wrong, I've known Mori Rabbi Reshefter for a few decades, I don't recall him ever making a siyum. Maybe he makes siyum all the time and I'm just never invited, but I don't recall, I don't think he makes siyum. He probably finishes stuff, I would imagine. The Torah that he has in his head came from somewhere, so I imagine he finishes things, but he never makes a siyum. So if a person is not in the habit of making a siyum, are they allowed to dafka make a siyum because it's the 9 days, and therefore say that it's a Sudas Mitzvah that they would then be allowed to eat? So the Eliyah Rabba in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Katan Chavav says that if it's not a person's derech to make a suda at a siyum masechta, he says efshar, it could be that he shouldn't do it because it's not enough of a simcha for him. He's making it a simcha when it's not really a simcha for him that would normally warrant a siyum. However, in the Tshuvas Rabbi Yedidya Tia Vayel, who's that? The son of the Karban Asanel, in Chelek Arachayim Simen Lamed Hey, he quotes a maisa from his father, the author of the Karban Asanel, who said that he used to be mekel to eat meat and drink wine and siyum masechta and shvuah shechal bel tisha b'av, even though he often didn't make siyumim otherwise, meaning often he would finish things without making siyumim, but nevertheless, shvuah shechal bel tisha b'av, he was still mekel to eat meat and drink wine at a siyum masechta. So, as I mentioned last week, I was in, when we were in Woodburn last week, I went to Kol B'Sefer, and I bought this nice sefer called Avnei Shoham on Inyanei Bein HaMetzarim. So he has a very fascinating discussion about this issue, and he compares it to a different halacha that appears on the page in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham writes that in Simen Reish Sadites, Sivkat and Zayin, Simen Reish Sadites is Hilchos Havdalah. So the Magen Avraham writes that a person is allowed to drink from the coast of Birch Samazon, from Sudah Shlishis, even though he's Mevarich Belayla. Not talking about 9 days, not talking about 3 weeks. Stam. A person normally is not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. And we've discussed this, right? You're not allowed to eat a drink before Havdalah, but you're allowed to eat your Suuda of Shalashuddas. It's just that once you're benched, that's it. So now you're not allowed to eat a drink anymore before Havdalah. So what about the Koshal Bracha upon which you are benching at Suuda Shlishis? You typically would drink from that after benching is over. Oh, but you're not allowed to eat a drink before Havdalah. So Magen Avraham says, Mutter, you're allowed to drink from the Kos of Birchas Hamazon. Our minhag is we don't do that. We leave it over for Havdalah itself. We use that Kos for Havdalah instead of reciting a bracha on it. But the Magen Avraham says, Mikra Din, it's Mutter. In the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, in Sifkat and Zayin, he says that since during the Suuda he was allowed to eat and drink before Havdalah, because it was still part of Suuda Shlishis, so when the Suuda is over and Birchas Hamazon is over, he's allowed to be toim from the Koshal Birchas Hamazon, because that Koshal Birchas Hamazon is still connected to the Suuda. But then the Magen Avraham says, but if you're not someone who benches on the coast all the time, well, then you're not allowed to drink from the coast after Birchas Hamazon. Because if you don't normally drink from a coast, so you're not drinking from it because it's a Koshal Bracha, you're not makbid about Koshal Bracha ever. Why now, all of a sudden, you're going to be makbid about Koshal Bracha? So in the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anya, in Simon Kuf Yates, he disagrees with this Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. And he says, what? Because a person is generally not makbid to drink, to be mevarich al kos, and he's not makbid on the halacha? Maybe the person is not normally mevarich al kos because the person doesn't know that there's such a halacha that you're supposed to be mevarich al kos, or he's just nisrashel in halacha, or whatever. But now he wants to be makbid, he wants to do things right, says the Aparkasta Danya. So now you're going to say it's no longer called part of the Suda. This is what you're supposed to do. So therefore, he says, it seems that what the Magen Avraham means is that if a person is a chacham and he's a barhachi to be machria in that machlokas about whether or not a person is supposed to, is mechuyev to have a koshal bracha, and he paskins that a koshal bracha is eina tuna kos, that Birchas Hamazon rather is eina tuna kos, and or a regular person who follows the psak of his rabbi that it doesn't require a kos, and that's why he's not makbid the whole year round. That's where the Magen Avraham says that he cannot drink from the koshal bracha after Birchas Hamazon at Shalashuddas. But if it's a person who's just not nizar, it's just a hisrashulus, so even the Magen Avraham would be moda that he's allowed to drink from the koshal yayin. So says the Sefer Avnei Shoham that l'chora we can compare this to our case, that even someone who doesn't normally make a siyum masechta is allowed to make one now. And he says this is similar to what Shlomo Kluger writes in Chachma Shlomo in Simon Reish Sadi Tes, that after he quotes the Magen Avraham that we just mentioned about drinking kos yayin at Suuda Shlishis, he writes, Nishalti, Heicha din b'kos shel birchas chasanim la'achar Suuda Shlishis. What do you do with the kos of Sheva Brachos after Suuda Shlishis? Normally, who drinks from the kos shel Sheva Brachos? Normally, Chasan, Kala, and Mevarich all drink from the kos shel Sheva Brachos. Heimutr l'shos min ha'kos, Motzoi Shabbos, called them Avdala. What do you do at Sheva Brachos? And when it's Shalashudis? So Yishavti, Sur l'shos man. Shavu pishu birchas nisuin nagim levarich tamen al kos mikol makom kivin sheishim al kos shel birchas hamazon va'aminik shalolishos mikos shel birchas hamazon. He says since Magen Avraham says that we don't drink from the kos shel birchas hamazon, if people are going to drink from the kos of birchas chasanim and not from the kos of birchas hamazon, it will be a zilzul in the kos of birchas hamazon. So you shouldn't drink from the kosos. But he says if someone does not like I say ein maznich nosal, so that opens up a whole big discussion about what your taka is supposed to do when you have a shalashudis, Sheva Bracha shalashudis, and that's there are deos that say pretty much everything when you have a Sheva Bracha shalashudis. But the tzushta, the comparison to our discussion, I think is an interesting comparison. That maybe because of that Magen Avraham, that someone who's not used to doing this doesn't have that, or maybe you could say a similar thing over here. Now, you could distinguish, certainly, that when it comes to no one would hold. There's no shita that holds that you're mechuyev to make a siyum, to make a suda siyum when you finish a masechta, right? There's no one that holds that you have to, that you're obligated to. Unlike Koshal Bracha, where there are those that hold that it's a significant shita in Rishonim, that one is mechuyev to use a Koshal Bracha for Birchas Hamazon. So there is what to debate about that. But I think, again, because the whole issue is, the other reason to distinguish, the other point of distinction is that it's a halacha that you're not allowed to drink or eat before Havdalah. The Isser of eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days is not a halacha, it is a minhag. So that which is halacha has a stronger basis than that which is minhag. And the way minhag works is that hecha denagu nagu, that minhag only goes as far as people are noheg. And it seems that people were always noheg to be makil when it comes to a siyum masechta, regardless. You know, there are many people that do not make siyumim throughout the year, but will make a siyum during the 9 days because it has that utility of being able to to eat meat and drink wine, and it seems that that's all part of the minute. So it seems la halacha that even a person who does not normally make siyumim, regardless of that whole discussion of the Magen Avraham, that la halacha a person should be allowed to make a siyum during the 9 days and use that to eat meat and drink wine. The poskim are not so excited about the idea of delaying your learning or, you know, holding off on a siyum for a long time. You know, you finished the masechta 3 months ago or something and just waiting to the 9 days. That the poskim are not so excited about. But if a person is actually finishing something, or I would even add, a person finished something 3 months ago, but he's chazering. So good. So as long as you keep on chazering, so you're still learning that masechta. So I think as long as you're still learning it, you could probably still make a siyum during the 9 days to be matir eating meat and drinking wine.